No, not for suspension of standing orders.
Yeah.
No, because you already asked for suspension.
Put your mic on. Get on the mic.
Go on then.
Yes, Councillor.
Can we just take a moment to check?
Before.
Yeah.
We've done it.
The rule that deals with suspension and amendment of the council procedure rules is 24.1. It says that all of the rules, with the exception of two, may be suspended on motion or without notice. So that would be without notice if at least 45 members of the council are present and 31 members vote in favour of the suspension. The suspension can only be for the duration of this meeting. The rules are silent on whether you would speak to that motion or not. So that would be within the chairman's discretion.
Right. Over to Councillor Ivan Henderson. Your reason for putting in your suspended motion.
Chair, first of all, I've got to say, and I did mention it on my opening remarks, I did email you. I emailed you on the 13th of November, Thursday the 13th of November. And I copied officers in on that, and I also copied the leader in, and I've had not one reply from anyone since I put that in on the 13th. Yet today I receive an email that you respond directly to one of your own members, albeit a very good emergency motion that needs to be discussed. You responded straight away to that motion for that to be heard tonight. Yet tonight, for some reason, when everybody knows that this issue hasn't just come up all of a sudden.
No.
This issue has been going on for almost over a year. You've seen it on the streets. You've seen the campaigning. You've seen week after week people's concern. You've seen the rising crime which people are predicting.
Your figures for the rising crime?
Your reason.
This is getting stupid and out of hand. I'm allowing... Never heard anything like it.
Can I have a point of order? And this is to the officer. I do not have to justify my speech to the chair, and the chairman does not ask me questions. I can make my statement
Absolutely. And
move my motion without having to answer to the chairman. And that... Please, Chairman, understand the rules. I've been around long enough to know...
Councillor Henderson, I am being very tolerant, but if the members in the audience do not keep quiet, I cannot hear you, and I'm sure the other members of the council cannot hear you. We have allowed you to speak, so do speak. And could the members of the audience please keep quiet?
Right, I'll start again, Chair. There is much concern around this whole district on the issue of crime connected to park night lighting. There is much concern about accident and emergency and all sorts of services, police, ambulance, fire, having to cope with situations regarding lights off in this district. It's hampering their job. It's making their job very difficult. It hasn't just come up over a few days or weeks. It's been happening all through the year. There's been a by-election. Most of us were on the streets of that by-election. No, and that was the one thing that was actually being mentioned nationally, locally, every day was the issue about the concern and fear of those lights being off. And I just can't understand, having had information about this motion coming here for weeks, press releases and the motion's been in. It's not as if it's been put in late. It was in early. It's had enough time for you to consider that motion and make a decision on and give us a reason why that you're not prepared to hear it today. I am really concerned, Leader, because I thought we were back in an era of cooperation and working together in this council. And tonight we're now seeing that reversed in one blow, because this is what happened before. When motions were put by opposition, they were being buried for months for no reason at all. Yep. And we've not had a reason tonight to tell us why this motion's been buried. Not one at all. Not one good reason. Not from yourself, leader, or not from the chair. And not certainly to the public who have turned out here tonight to listen yep. to that motion being heard. I think you're on the run. You know you were all wrong for bringing in the lights issue in the first place, and you don't want to be heard, and you don't want to be challenged.
Well done.
This is disgraceful.
Could we please go to our named vote, please? This is not being put into the back burner. However much you like think tonight, it is going referred back to Cabinet. And Councillor Ivan Henderson will have his plenty say at the Cabinet to be able to speak, and so will Councillor Pierre Oxley, that is putting his hand up. I'm not taking any more things.
I am actually taking
a named vote.
So as a seconder, I'm not allowed to make a statement as well?
You are allowed, apparently. Excuse me, you are allowed.